Understanding and managing your emotions is a key thing to be able to show yourself to others just as you are. From a scientific perspective, an emotion is a process that only takes 60 to 90 seconds in our body. Why we have the feeling that this is actually so much longer, and what can we do to break out of especially negative emotions like sadness, anger, or fear? This is what you will learn in this podcast episode. Welcome again to the podcast Spotlight Your True Self. This podcast is for you if you want to show your authentic self to the world. Be yourself just as you really are, speaking up for your values, show your passion, show your talents and all that without any restrictions, without wearing a mask, without acting so that it feels good for you, that it feels easy, and that you have the feeling you are accepted with that by the right people. And this podcast, Spotlight Your True Self, is based on three pillars. The first pillar is self-confidence and self-esteem. The second one is understanding and managing your emotions. And the third one is how you can use concrete communication techniques to, yeah, communicate all that to other people who you really are. And in this episode, I would like to talk about the second pillar, the pillar of understanding and accepting your own emotions, because this is a key thing to show your authentic being to others, not just acting, not just having the feeling I have to wear a mask, I have to look happy, I have to smile all the time, I am not allowed to show that I am sad or I am actually very angry, but no, better not letting that anyone feel. I don't say that you have to be verbally aggressive against anything, but the first step is actually to have an awareness of your own emotions and then to find a way how to manage them, how to communicate them. And if you do that in the right way, this is also what makes people feeling a resonance with you. If you speak about certain emotions, and it's not just the negative things, it can be happiness, it can be your joy, where you have your passion for, also things that are disturbing you, that are frustrating you, or you are bored with, or you are sad about. This is what breaks the barrier that other people will see, hey, yes, what he or she is telling, I'm feeling exactly the same, and I never dared to say it as this. For those of you who don't know me yet, my name is Michaela. I am your host of this podcast, and I have been through this journey myself, that I had the feeling for many, many years, I cannot really show what I really think, I don't dare to express myself, I have the feeling if I would say what I really feel, it would not be really accepted by others. Is it actually okay to show what my feelings are? What would the reaction of others be? And I had phases in my life where I was really shy, where I was a nerdy teenager, where I was not showing anything that I was feeling. And then also I had phases in my later career where I had the feeling I have to be happy all the time, I have to smile all the time, but still, you are not just feeling happy all the time, 24/7. That's completely normal. But I was not able to express, also to have the feeling, oh, I'm a bit tired today, or I'm a bit bored today, or I have the feeling I just would like to be for myself. I didn't do it. And the thing was, and maybe you feel the same, that this is actually super exhausting. Because what an emotion is, and I come to that a little bit later, what it means from a scientific perspective, but what I can say so far is that what an emotion is, or you can imagine that, maybe now, I mean, now we have September when I'm recording that episode, but maybe now in the summer, or also as a kid, when you have been to a pool or to the sea and you had a ball with you, like a football or a smaller ball filled with air, and you tried to press that ball under the water. And of course, it's filled with air and it pops up again. It wants to jump back to the surface. So you need power. You need a certain force in your body to press that ball under the water. And with an emotion that is in your body, it is exactly the same. If you don't want to let it surface, if you don't want to let it come to the surface, you have to apply a certain force to press it down, to make it not visible to others. And for a short while, that can be okay. But if you do that over a very, very long time, that can get exhausting. And this is what you fear. And therefore, it is so important to learn about your emotions, to manage your own emotions, also to accepting them for yourself. And then to open up, to have the feeling, hey, it is okay what I feel, and I can show myself, I can talk about it, others will accept it, and then actually it feels so much more light and so much more easy. And from a scientific perspective, and yes, I have a background in physics, I am still that kind of nerd, or I have that part inside me who also wants to understand that perspective. And I think it's really, really interesting to look on what an emotion is from a scientific perspective, because basically, as everything or as many other things that are going on in our body, an emotion is a neuronal reaction. So you have these neuronal cells in your brain, they have a certain trigger, they have a certain electrical potential, and an emotion based on a thought, based on something that you think, is a reaction of that. Some people also speak about an emotion as energy in motion. So again, I'm talking from a physics perspective, but this energy is nothing else than this electric potential. So something happens with your neuronal cells in your brain. This is your emotion. And from that neuronal cells from your brain, that reaction spreads to the rest of your body. So you have that, let's say you have a certain thought and you have a certain emotion that is generated in your brain, and then it spreads over the rest of your body. So it goes into your face. Maybe your face is reacting to it, that you have a certain facial expression. It goes down to your throat. Maybe you feel a certain kind of pressure in your throat. It goes down to your chest, that you feel it's becoming tight when it's a feeling which is not good, or it's becoming very wide when it's something that makes you happy, where you have the feeling, hey, this is great. So you have the feeling that your chest is widening. And it goes down to your belly, where it can generate a negative feeling or a very positive feeling, like the typical butterflies in our stomach that we have when we are feeling in love. So the idea is, it starts in your brain with that neuronal reaction, and then it's spread through the rest of your body, maybe causing an increasing heartbeat, causing something that something is going on in your stomach. I hope you know what I mean. But the thing is, just that reaction from it originates in your brain, in your neuronal cells, and it's spread through your whole body. This process is a thing of 60 to 90 seconds. It's not more than that. I mean, let that sink in. One emotion. This process, it's just a thing of 60 to 90 seconds. After this, it is over. It starts in your brain, it goes down through your body, and after 60 to 90 seconds, normally your body calms down again. And now you might say, no, that cannot be true, because if I am sad, or if I am angry, or if I am really desperate, or also if I am feeling really, really happy, that takes much longer than 60 to 90 seconds. Because I can feel sad for days. I can feel frustrated and angry and whatever for a whole afternoon. Or even super happy when I have made an experience. I can have that smile on my face during the next couple of hours or even during the next couple of days. Yes. And what is important to understand here, that this whole thing is a circle. That it starts with your thoughts, and your emotions are created based on these thoughts. And based on that, you have these certain body reactions, and that influences your behavior. So that means maybe your heart beats faster, or you're starting to smile, or you're starting to laugh, or you're running around because you're nervous, you're doing different things to calm yourself down, or maybe even not, maybe you call a friend or whatever you do. So that impacts your behavior. And then the whole thing happens again. And this is the circle. You have again a thought, you have again the emotion, 60 to 90 seconds, and it's impacting again your behavior. Then again you keep thinking about the certain problem, about the certain situation, about the issue, the situation that made you happy, whatever. You have again your emotion, you have again that behavior, and you start all over again. And what is also important to understand here, that our brain, as intelligent as it might be, but our brain is not able to distinguish between reality and fiction. And the emotion is neither. The emotion is also not different between reality and fiction. That means that you can have a situation, let's say you're talking to a person, your partner or your friend, and that person says something to you that hurts you. So you hear that, you have that thought, okay, now this is very painful, this is really hurting me, and then you have that emotion that kind of, you feel very sad about it, you feel hurt about it, and a certain physical reaction out of that. And then maybe a couple of hours later, when you think about that situation again, you think about what that person has said to you, you feel exactly the same emotion again. So it does not matter if the situation is really now happening, now live and in color in front of you, or if you just sit at home later in a safe space on your couch, and you think about it again, you go again in that situation with your thoughts, you think about it again, you have exactly the same emotion and exactly the same physical reaction. And then what we do is we have that thought again, or a similar thought. Why has this person said that to us? This is again where the emotion originates, where that whole process starts again. You're starting again that circle. And then again that thought, oh, couldn't he or she have reacted in a different way? It was really painful, it has really hurt me. Again, the thought, your emotions resulting to that, you are still very sad, you are still hurt, you still feel that pain, you have that behavior, maybe you want to cry, maybe you want to lie down, you have the feeling, you have that tight feeling in your chest, or that pressure in your throat, or a weird feeling in your belly. And then again that thought that you are super sad that this person had said that to you, and the emotion again. And this is how we create that circle. And this is what keeps us up at night. And maybe you know that if you're lying in your bed at night and you cannot sleep and you have this carousel of thoughts, that circle of thinking and thinking and thinking again, and your emotions, they just not calm down. You're staying nervous, you're staying sad, you're staying frustrated, whatever, just because you don't manage to break that circle of, you have your thoughts, they're creating emotions, they're creating your behavior, you have the next thought to exactly about that topic, and that whole thing starts all over again. So the very easy thing, but not simple, would be to break out of that, you have to break that circle. To realize, okay, I now have that emotion. I feel that sadness at the moment, or I feel that anger at the moment, or I feel that pain at the moment, or that frustration. But then to decide for yourself, first, also important, don't judge. It is okay to have that emotion. It is there in your body. It has just gone through to your body these 60 to 90 seconds. It is allowed to be there. You can feel that. That's okay. You can also name it. But then to say, okay, now I stop here. I decide to have a different thought. And it sounds tricky, but maybe whenever you are in such a situation again that you notice, you feel very strongly emotional and you are in that circle and it comes again and again and again, just think about it. Just at some point, make the decision for yourself to say, okay, I am accepting what I'm feeling, but now in this moment, maybe even after the next 60 to 90 seconds, maybe put the timer onto your phone just that you have a realization how short that time slot is actually. After that time, I decide to stop and to think something different. And this is the very, I would say, classical or typical approach that many psychologists give to their clients whenever they want to change a certain behavior what they have, or they want to change a certain reaction. First step, awareness. What am I feeling at the moment? What am I thinking? What am I doing? And second step, switch the program. So with that, I hope for the next time you have a kind of a recipe whenever such a situation happens again to you. Of course, when it comes to something very positive, when it comes to happiness, when it comes to joy, don't break it. Just enjoy it. Start that circle all over again. I mean, this is also very important. We have so many negative emotions nowadays by stress, by whatever we are observing in our everyday life, at work, in the news. Celebrate your happiness. Let that circle run. In that sense, thank you for listening. And again, I would be happy if you give that podcast a good rating on Spotify, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you are listening to. Thank you for listening to this episode, and I hope you had some inspiring insights on your journey to spotlight your true self. If you don't want to miss the next episode, then please subscribe to this podcast. And you would make me very happy if you would give this podcast a rating if you're listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts. And if you would recommend this podcast to your friends, to your family, to your colleagues, or whoever where you think this person would find support in the topics that I am discussing here. If you would like to follow me on social media, you can find me on LinkedIn and on Instagram under @michaela.kettner.fi. And if you find it challenging to spell my German name, you can find, of course, all the contact details in the show notes of this podcast.